A national lawn care company that's now in the Milwaukee area is one of the latest businesses to use satellite images to get a close look at potential customers. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach reports use of eye-in-the-sky photos and other images has been growing, and more expansion may be coming.
If you have a lawn or live near one, this should be a familiar sound. While many homeowners still fire up the lawnmower and do their own grass cutting, others have turned to lawn care services, either by a neighborhood teenager or a professional company. The fast-growing national firm Lawn Love has just started in the area, using for now about 60 local contractors to do the actual yard work, sort of like the car service companies Uber or Lyft use local drivers. One of Lawn Love's selling points is that it says it uses satellite imaging software to review a property and generate a quote in less than 2 minutes. Lawn Love founder and CEO Jeremy Yamaguchi calls it a structured blueprint.
So we measure the front yard, side lawn, you know, backyard area. We measure your roof perimeter, your driveway length, any sidewalks, all of it. And that lets us provide a super fast remote estimate for your home.
Jim Lacey of the State Cartographer's Office at the UW-Madison says aerial photography has existed for almost 100 years and satellite images for about a half century.
What's new, however, is the amount of imagery and photography that's out there, the resolution, or meaning the amount of detail that you can see in the imagery that's out there, the tools that are available, and the frequency of what's available as well.
Lacey says with more private satellites being launched, he expects more commercial use of images from space. He also predicts more frequent use by governments of aerial photos.
You know, it used to be that you could pretty much regularly expect every 5 years a county or state agency might acquire new photography, and we're seeing that start to move to more of a 2 to 3 year repeat cycle, we would call it, just because the costs have dropped so dramatically over the course of time.
Lacey says he understands that some people might think the government is spying on people, but he says it's his experience that the data from overhead is used to do things like update maps and monitor pollution, or in the case of Lawn Love, offer a quick quote on the price of cutting your grass. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.